A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Time to look back at the month of December, and it's been quite a rollercoaster month for markets. But before we get to that, Yasmin and Elliot, what stood out for you in December?
I think the US government shutdown stood out for me for December. I think that shutdown that's still ongoing highlights what a painful 2018 it's been.
Mm. Okay. And then for me, I guess it was big Christmas shopping month, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Here in Singapore, the crazy traffic jams, 8-hour waits at the Woodlands checkpoint and Tuas and such, and people going, what? And then crazy e-commerce numbers. I mean, you always see kind of shopping numbers outdoing the ones from the previous year. You really wonder where, you know, shopping has its limits.
Well, what stood out for me also around Christmas, the worst Christmas Eve for trading. It was down 650 points on Wall Street, and then the post Christmas trading day was the best in, well, history, 1,000 points up. And of course, we have in the studio with us Ruzmin Ang. He is the CEO of Fifth Person, and Kenny Quack, analyst at the Fifth Person. Ruzmin, what stood out for you in December personally?
Well, I think US government shutdown was probably the best.
Okay, that's really in the news.
Yeah, Christmas actually is one of the biggest drop before the Christmas, so that actually give us some opportunity to look at US companies, because otherwise it's been quite expensive.
Kenny, what about you? What stood out for you in the December month?
Actually, especially the financials, I think it got hit really hard in December. So I think a lot of the stocks that we're looking at actually came down. So there was a Christmas gift.
Wow. So Santa came a bit late for you. Of course, we are still one day away from the close of December. And so far for the month of December, the Straits Times Index is down 4%. In comparison, in the US, the Dow and S&P 500 are down nearly 10%. So let's break down sort of top winners, losers, and companies to watch. Ruzmin, let's kick things off with you. Technically, still one day away. Let's recap how things were for the Singapore market. It's down 4%, one of the worst trading months in history. What do we take away from this month?
I think the uncertainty of trade wars remains. It's going to flow into the 2019. So this is something they're going to continue to drag down the Singapore market as a whole.
Take a step back, right? Singapore didn't do that badly across the region.
Yeah, comparatively, if you compare to other US markets or Japan market, Hong Kong, Chinese market, I think Singapore fared quite a bit better in terms of just 4%. Whereas compared to other markets like US, you've got 10%. Japan is about 11% down. Okay, so it's Singapore not too bad, okay, but actually it's been down for quite many years, okay, so it hasn't really recovered like what you've seen in the US, you know, so yeah, this is something that, not that bad.
Okay, Ruzmin, something that both of you mentioned just now, time to buy on the dips, potentially. So if I'm looking at the valuations across the region, right, Singapore and Hong Kong actually are looking quite attractive, around 10%. Is this looking cheap to you?
Yes, I think Singapore and Hong Kong, especially Hong Kong, I think China itself has been in the bear territory. So it's been down by 35% year to date. I think this is, especially for Shenzhen. Of course, we can only get the proxy to the Hong Kong market. So it's really a good opportunity. It's cheap.
I mean, the PE ratio is around 10% for Singapore and Hong Kong. So that's cheap looking for you. Of course, let's turn our attention to the US market. STI is down 4%. Overall, for 2018, down 10%. How has it been for the US market, Kenny? What were the main things you took away from the trading this year?
Actually, this year, although it came down for 10%, it's still trading at like 19 times for the S&P 500, which is above historical average of 15 times. So it's still expensive. But there are pockets of opportunities that has opened up here and there. So, for example, the financials like Charles Schwab actually got cut from about $60 to about $30 over, more than 40% cut. And I think Charles Schwab is one of the companies that will benefit from the interest rate hike without any risk. Like the banks, when raise interest rates, right, they start to make more net interest income. But of course, there's the thing with, you will also find out which banks are lending conservatively during the low interest rate environment, because it's easy to lend out. So then non-performing loans will increase. But Charles Schwab, on the other end, they have to be conservative. They're not in the loan business, but they invest basically their money in short-term treasury. So as it goes up, they buy short-term treasury. As it matures, they buy treasuries that have higher interest rates.
So there's something you touched on just now. The S&P 500 is actually flirting with going into a bear market. So for an investor, is it time to go in and catch this falling knife, or is there going to be more downside before we hit the bottom?
It's more important to focus on price and the long term, because you need to understand the stock that you're buying. Mm. And nobody knows when the recession will come. And there's a lot of talks that recession will come in 2 years.
Do you know when it's coming?
I have no idea. I mean, that's the $1 million question, right? but more likely there will be a slowdown, because the US has been on for a very long time and the valuations has been trading at an elevated level for quite some time. So I think it's good that it comes down, because the thing is, it's trading off last year's US tax reform that freed up about $1.5 trillion. So companies have more money to play around with, and they projected a higher earnings. Then after that, going into the new year, you have the tariffs that comes in, added a lot of costs, especially the auto companies like General Motors. They are forced to hire more labor at a higher cost and to buy more car components in the US. So car prices will eventually increase if wages were not to follow, and it will affect consumer spending going forward.
Okay, that was Kenny Quack, analyst from The Fifth Person, giving his take on US stocks. Still sticking with Kenny, a lot of people have been asking me, is this a good time to go into banks because interest rates are rising? What's your take on this, Kenny? Is this a good opportunity to buy on the dips for banks?
Yes, at the right book value, it probably is a good time to buy. And of course, at the same time, especially Singapore banks are more conservative because they do not get money from the money market funds. But because it's always below the loan deposit ratio, it's always stay around 80% in Singapore. So that's safer. But in the United States, of course, after the 2008 crisis, they are heavily regulated. So it will not go so far off. But expect loan growth to decrease going in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rusmin Ang, CEO of Fifth Person, also with us in the studio. Rusmin, taking a look at December, some of the top losers and winners. We don't see the banks, but we see Venture Corp right atop the list. It's the top loser for the month of December. What is outlook for Venture Corp right now?
Well, I think for the third quarter results, it's been down for almost one quarter. So it's actually mainly due to the disruption of orders due to the ongoing M&A. But the management actually expecting that the recoveries to take place in the fourth quarter of 2018. Okay, and with the trade wars, I think they say that it's not going to affect them, but actually only 1 to 2% of their orders actually got affected in Chinese. So they're actually relooking into relocating this customer into their Malaysian operations.
Okay, Venture Corp is down 13.4% for the month of December so far. One of the top losers, Singapore Press Holdings, down 13%. What's your view on SPH right now?
My view for SPH remains unchanged. The property business will remain stable. You've got Paragon, you've got Clementi Mall. I mean, these are the malls that is quite steady, is held under SPH REIT. On the media side, I think viewership continued to decline, advertising continued to decline. I think mainly because SPH couldn't compete with some of the social media players like Facebook and Google, so it has been disrupted. This is the fact that we are facing today.
One more on the list is Sembcorp. Of course, falling oil prices have not helped. Sembcorp is down 9% for December. Is this going to be better 2019 for Sembcorp?
Well, the thing with Sembcorp is that they have this utility business that is relatively steady, but they also own the big stake in the Sembcorp Marine. And Sembcorp Marine, as we all know, is in the marine and oil and gas. And this is a sector that is highly cyclical. Oil prices recently came down, so I think it kind of affected them. The losses continue to drag on the Sembcorp industry itself. I don't think we're going to see this any better in coming into 2019, unless oil prices take a sudden turn again. Could see a different picture.
Okay, Rusmin, just to wrap things up, top three winners for December, we have Dairy Farm is up 2.4%, Jardine Matheson is up 2.1%, Capital Malls Trust up 1.3%. So looking forward to 2019, we all hear about growth slowing down, and all the things to worry about, Brexit, US government shutdown. What can you expect in corporate earnings next year as we head into 2019, Rusmin?
For businesses that are resilient, which I tend to look into them, you know, I don't have to really worry about what's the market that is coming in for them. In 2019, I think, for example, the one of the biggest winners is actually Dairy Farm. So this is in the business where it's highly resilient. They have home furnishing, IKEA. Okay, so they kind of have franchising rights in certain markets like Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Indonesia. Okay, so this is a growing segment for Dairy Farm. It's likely going to remain so in the future, because they're going to open up more IKEA in Jakarta. Okay, so this is something that I really look forward into. Okay, so and other companies like, you know, Capital Mall Trust is one of the second biggest winners for the month of December. CMT continued to do well. I think in terms of results, DPU, distribution per unit, has increased. And recently, they just sold off the Sembawang Shopping Centre and they just bought into Westgate. And it's something that to look forward into 2019. Okay, especially with the Funan coming online in 2020, I think the result for CMT is going to be much, much better.
Okay, so 2019, really a year to look at fundamentals after such a long bull run. When the tide goes out, you see who is swimming naked. So thank you, guys. We've been speaking with Rusmin Ang, CEO of Fifth Person, and Kenny Quack, analyst from Fifth Person.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.